Welcome back to Roommate Nightmares.
This is episode 2.
We got hacked.
Not clickbait.
Okay, well, I'm Annabelle, and I guess I'll just start it off with our first story. I live with this girl who has no conception of food safety and no idea how to clean up after herself. She has a pot roast that she made about 6 months ago sitting outside in a cast iron Dutch oven. Last week, she made a soup that consists of chicken, vegetables, and some sort of broth, and left it sitting on the stovetop with a lid covering it. Now, anyone that has ever had to get their food handler's card or had a mother that taught them well knows that you cannot eat chicken that has been sitting out for days. Bacteria grows, and it can make somebody extremely sick. I sent her a text asking her to clean it up, and she says, "The soup has to sit for 3 days. I'm going to strain it tonight after work," which she didn't. So, at that moment, I'm even more appalled because this girl is going to eat this. Like, I debated just informing her that it's not safe to eat, but she's a grown lady and has to be aware of this. The latest thing she's done is fill up the sink with dirty, unrinsed dishes, which includes closed Tupperware full of moldy food. I asked her to clean it up and she said that she would that night, but she didn't. Then, a few days later, she put the closed Tupperware full of food on the dish rack in the dishwasher. Doesn't even rinse it out or open it up. Yeah. Any thoughts?
Should we explain the got hacked at the end of the story or right now?
We'll save it.
We're going to save it? Okay.
Yeah, they got to get through this to get the
tidbit. The juicy details. Wow. So much to unpack here.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean this soup has to sit for 3 days?
On the stovetop?
What do you mean by that?
Let me show y'all the picture. Like, I have the picture. We're not able to show it to you guys, but we have a picture. So I'm going to show y'all.
We can describe it in great detail.
Let me see. Sorry, guys.
Also, the fact that she put the Tupperware in the dishwasher without opening it. What is the point of that exactly? What are you accomplishing from that?
Yeah, that's, like, honestly what gets me the most out of this, because it's, like, why did you even put it in the dishwasher then?
It's kind of feels like she's, like, here, I did something.
Yeah.
Like, stop talking to me about this. Leave me alone.
Also, 6 months for a pot roast? Half a year it's been outside?
That sounds kind of like the stuff you hear about in movies, like, that doesn't actually happen in real life, because what do you mean 6 months?
Yeah. Like, a full, like, you just had it outside. Also, cast iron Dutch oven. Expensive. I mean, I feel like this is pretty, you're not the bad guy.
Why are you asking if you're the bad guy? You know you're not. You know you are not the bad guy. There's no way.
I feel like some people don't teach their kids how to live outside of school. Like once they leave home, they're just like, okay.
Yeah, which I would feel bad, but it's like, I feel like if she wanted to improve, she would ask for help. And maybe she is asking for help, but it's probably not working. You left it out for 6 months.
Okay, so I want to start. Sorry, guys. There's like somebody screaming bloody murder outside the studio.
Yeah.
Anyway, normal days. So this is our next story. I really like this one.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Delilah. I am also one of the podcasters here. So this is, I picked the story. It's my favorite story so far because we love chisme. But I have to preface by saying that I might butcher some of these words because if you hear Annabelle cut in, that's because I said it wrong. So
I also might not.
Remember.
So, am I the bad guy? Super picky roommates. About 5 months ago, I struck an agreement with my roommates. My husband and I live with two other people and we have a pretty small fridge. So there was never any room for anything in it because there was always two households worth of ingredients stocked in it. Plus, it was getting pretty annoying to have two sets of people fight, not really, over the same kitchen every day when it was time to cook dinner. So I proposed a deal. Everyone contributes to the communal dining budget, and I would cook dinner for all four of us every day. I'm great at economizing. I can't read. Cooking on a low budget. And not to toot my own horn or anything, but cooking is a huge hobby of mine. So I feel confident saying that I'm not too shabby at that either. I like to cook a wide range of foods, which is something my husband loves. For example, Japanese-styled ramen, Chinese braised pork over rice, Moroccan curry. How do you pronounce that? Shushka?
Shakshuka? I believe, I think.
Shakshuka, pasta salad, and grilled fish with roasted vegetables and authentic Italian carbonara are all the things that might show up on the dinner table when I cook. Things went well for a while, but after a couple of months, our roommates started making requests. That's fine. Sometimes I would even ask for ideas on what to cook. But then the restrictions came and came and came, and they just kept piling up. So now this is the list.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, get ready for this. No pasta, no curry, no rosemary, no thyme, no oregano, no Provençal herbs, which is like all your, literally like all the essential herbs. No olives, no Asian noodles, no soy sauce, no oyster sauce, no peanut butter based sauces, no chickpeas, no lamb, no pesto, no balsamic rice, no pork belly, no sun dried tomatoes, no Szechuan pepper or Szechuan pepper oil, no vinegar, no balsamic, no couscous, no shrimp, no fennel, no garam masala, no sugar, and low salt. I'm pretty sure there are plenty that I forgot, but I would definitely be. They would definitely be mentioned if I used. I like to be adventurous when I cook, and I just got really, really tired of being so limited. It honestly felt like I was being handed a new restriction every other day after a while. So I stopped cooking for them and went back to only cooking for my husband and I. But my roommates are pretty upset that I'm not cooking anymore. They have started hinting that they would like me to cook for them again, and I just say no. Edit. We are moving 7 weeks from tomorrow, and we won't be buying any more appliances because we are just renting this place short term while we are waiting to close on a house. Am I the bad guy?
No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
I just want to say I'm so glad you're moving out of that situation. Like, that sounds awful. You were trying to be like a good person, like cooking for these people and economizing and just saving people time. Like, oh my god, they're so ungrateful, I feel.
Yeah, and they were also upset that she stopped cooking for them, which is like, if you have this list, which we numbered it, 26 items,
and she said it was more.
Yeah,
there might be
and
more.
Also, like, some of these are broad, like no curry, no pasta.
First of all, if you number 25 is no sugar, you can't cook anything.
Yeah,
this,
also,
I don't know if this is in this country, but...
The Provençal herbs?
Yeah, because also I looked that up. It's thyme, basil, rosemary, tarragon, savory. I think it might
savory?
Not be pronounced that way. Marjoram and oregano. So that's like the main...
That's like five other old countries you can't even eat from.
That's... That, mm-hmm. That right there is seven herbs. And then also like...
Low salt?
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious, why?
No rice, no, like, I can understand the peanut butter, like, some people are
allergic. If you're allergic or you have, like, for me, I don't eat any meat, so I don't eat, like, beef or pork or any seafood. Mm-hmm. I just eat chicken, sometimes, like, turkey. This is too much.
Yeah, especially if you're gonna be, like, upset then when she's, like,
well, I'm not going to cook for you.
Yeah, because, like, that's, like, so many spices and, like, so broad, too, of, like...
Yeah, this is not a restaurant, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
And, like...
they're buying their own food. Like, they each buy, like, two worth of groceries.
This is too much for me.
Personally, I would be extremely grateful if I had a roommate and their husband. Like, that we would all split the money and they would make dinner.
Yeah.
Especially, like... What did she say? She said she makes...
Oh, yeah. All Chinese. The things she said. I would love to eat that.
No, for real. That's like a dream roommate. Like, bro, Moroccan curry, pasta salad, grilled fish with roasted vegetables, authentic Italian carbonara. Mm. You know how grateful I would be to come back from, like, calculus or something? And, like, my roommate made carbonara.
It's like you have your own personal chef, and they took that too literally.
Yeah. And also, like, I just... This is so much. Also, like... Curry is so broad, too. Like, that...
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, so many countries.
Yeah.
That you just can't eat from. Like, why? I would say they're the bad guy. They have low quality of taste if they don't want to eat any of this.
Yeah, and especially mm-hmm. It's, like, if you know that... Like, obviously, like, sometimes, like, picky eaters, they can't really, like... You know, like, they might want to eat something, but they're just... They, like... They can't even if they, like, wanted to. I feel like still being upset, though,
that somebody's not going to, like, cater.
Like, you need to cook. You need to start cooking again when it's, like, this is a lot of things to remember when cooking. And like,
I want to know what they think that the original poster can make with this restrictions.
Yes.
What are you thinking of? Are you looking to get one thing every single time?
Yeah.
And that's why you're restricting this? And
I
like,
know, yeah, for real. I don't know. That's like, it's like, I literally like, I have like 90% of this is like in my fridge.
Yeah. Also, like, if someone was making me food with pork belly in it, I would be so thankful.
No, seriously, because I do not know how to cook pork, so.
Also, lamb, like.
Lamb. Where do you get lamb from? I come home, there's lamb on the table. When are we getting married? You
know, like, obviously lamb, I know, like, some people don't, like, get it. It's kind of a acquired taste, but it's still, like, I feel like it also kind of is, like, this person's putting in a lot of effort into the meals, and, like, it's, I don't know, I would just be very more appreciative than being, like, no provincial herbs.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
You are not the bad guy. Remember that.
Yeah.
We actually, I really love you.
You never have been.
You never will be.
Are you looking
be.
For another roommate?
Yeah, three look, more.
Looking for three more roommates?
Yeah.
Three more roommates with a podcast.
No, for real. You wanna talk more stuff about them? Just follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram if you see this. Please.
Please, 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 please.
I knew y'all were going to do that.
Okay, you want to go?
I set it up. Yes, hi guys, I'm Rena. I'll read the next story. Am I the bad guy? My roommates and laundry. Hi, so I'm a female in my mid-20s. I live with two other women that are also around my age. I didn't pick these roommates. It was a random placement from the apartment complex. However, my two roommates are best friends. Ooh. We've lived here together for around 7 months. I have never had any problems with either of my roommates aside from them stomping around and slamming doors, which I haven't said anything about. I just adjusted my volume level to theirs, which is petty, but I'm not very confrontational. On to the issue. My roommates do on average 2 to 3 loads of laundry a day, which doesn't give me any time to do my laundry. I have asked time and time again when they will be done because I have a lot of laundry that needs to be done. They always say, after this load. So when their load is finished, I'll put mine in, and when mine is in the dryer, they'll start doing another load. I generally don't understand how someone would need to do so much laundry, but it's getting to the point where I have an insane amount of laundry that's built up that I can't do because they are constantly doing it. So what would be your advice? I'm thinking of sending them a text in our group chat to let them know I desperately need to use the washer and dryer for a long time, but I'm not sure how to word it, so I'm coming to y'all for advice. I'd like to keep the peace if possible, but at this point, I'm just done.
Ooh. How do you do 2 to 3 loads a day?
No, seriously, what's your room? Is it like, is it just like mountains of clothes? Like, are you wear a shirt for like 10 seconds? It's like, okay.
Yeah, right?
It's, I don't understand that, because, like, yeah, are you washing clothes that don't need to be washed?
Are you wearing clothes that don't need to be worn?
Yeah.
Like, are you, do you have multiple outfit changes a day, and then you're washing all that? Because, like, 2 to 3 loads,
where is your appliance, like, your utilities bill?
I was just about to say that. How much is
your utility bill? I'm sure, there's no way that they have roommates and that they can afford that.
Yeah.
If you can afford that, then you can afford living on your own.
Yeah.
That sounds like so much waste. Waste.
Yeah. Like, I don't even have enough time to do, like, 2 to 3 loads of laundry a day.
Yeah, like, I do my laundry
like,
every,
like, if you told me, like, a week, okay, maybe I can get that, but a day? A day?
With what? Like, how? That's, like, a full
that's a tub.
Hamper of clothes. Or they're, like, wasting water and doing, like,
3 bits of clothes load.
Okay, maybe that's it.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know how to do laundry. If it's two people, they're best friends, right? They're like, I'm washing my clothes tonight, or I'm going to wash my clothes tonight. And you see that you haven't seen your other roommate do laundry, and they're like, hey, can I do my laundry? And you're like, okay, after this load. And you keep doing it. Like, how do you not see that you're kind of being, like, you know, like, the bad guy here?
Yeah.
Like, if you, like, are doing so much laundry that you, like, I don't know how to word this. Like, let's say I'm doing so much laundry. How would I not expect somebody else to need to do the exact same thing?
Exactly.
I would just go to a dry cleaners at that point if you have so much laundry.
No. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah, your PTSD.
My lore.
Your lore.
Annabelle's lore.
I used to work in a dry cleaning place, and I hated it.
They're going to sue you.
No, they are.
I hope they do.
I hope they do, too. It would be really great.
It'd be really good for this.
Yeah,
good
for
content.
The...
Yeah.
Bring it up on here. Coworker nightmare.
We do a coworker nightmare episode?
Yeah.
And it's just us?
Every third episode, coworker nightmare.
Yeah, I can get my manager to guest star.
I know a couple people who have cursed me out. I'll get them on the pod.
Yeah, we'll get them on.
We start internet beef with them?
Ooh. How do you think about that, guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
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 But yes, that's strange.
Well, I don't believe it.
I don't think that they're doing laundry properly.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing it right.
Okay. Ooh, am I the bad guy for accidentally killing my roommate's fish?
Oh.
My 32-year-old female roommate.
So the person that's typing this is 32 female and the other person is 28 female.
Oh, okay. So my roommate has a saltwater fish in our living room. I'll just call her Stacy. Stacy and her boyfriend plan to go on a camping trip for Memorial Day, and since I was staying at home, she asked me to feed her fish. I had no issues with this, so I said, sure, no problem. Well, after they left, while I was cleaning the living room, I noticed some green yellow stuff forming on the sides of the fish tank, so I grabbed a new one of the new white sponges that we use for cleaning and wiped down the outside and inside of the tank. It's brand new and bright white, so I didn't think it'd be harmful to the water. Everything was normal. I went about my business and it wasn't until they came home that I knew anything was wrong. Apparently one of her fish had died and she immediately blamed and yelled at me. I told her everything I did, feeding and cleaning the tank for her, and she looked angry. She asked me to show her which sponge I used, and when I did, she told me it was a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and there's chemicals inside those sponges. I said I was sorry, but she wants me to pay for her fish stuff. I'm not sure what all needs fixed, but I know it's expensive, and she won't talk to me till then. I know I can't afford this, so I refused. I don't think I'm the bad guy, but my partner thinks I should at least pay for some of the damages. Am I the bad guy? Edit. Turns out there's no harmful chemicals in those sponges. I tried talking to Stacy, but she insists I'm lying, and since it died on my watch, I'm responsible. She's still refusing to move on.
Okay. Before the edit, I would have said you aren't the bad guy.
Because I was be like, it's a magic eraser. I feel like you know it's not a sponge.
Yeah, I feel like I see those for, like, industrial cleaning, like, the stoves.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know it's going to, like, magic erase some gunk, but
there's no chemicals in there, so it shouldn't have affected it.
Yeah, and also, like, not being able to talk, obviously I would be coming in that situation, I would be pretty upset. But also I feel like in a way, like, if you do know, like, saltwater fish, and if you're really into fish, you know, aquariums and stuff, like, you know that it is sensitive and it takes a lot of upkeep, so maybe putting it on your roommate to, like, take care of all that is maybe too much. I feel like if I was in the situation and that green and yellow stuff.
I probably would have called.
Yeah, I would have called, too.
I've been like, hey, dude, there's something wrong. Like, what do I do? But then again, you didn't know because, like, like you said, like, fish are kind of sensitive. Like, any temperature change, they kind of just... Ugh.
Especially, like, if this is a saltwater fish, too, like, this roommate has a whole setup for it, I'm assuming. Like,
yeah,
that stuff's expensive, so I feel like if it's really particular, maybe you should have... It seems like, well, from this, like, give a little bit more instructions to your roommate and, like, deal with it, you know, like...
I don't know.
Be a little prepared. Also...
If you knew she couldn't afford it, and you told her to take care of it. Did she establish, like, if something happens, like, you're going to pay for it? Or I don't know. I feel like there was a lack of communication here.
Yeah.
What about you? How do you think, Rena?
Well, I took an aquatic science class. Ooh. And, like, for the class, we had to take care of fish. I had a betta fish. And, like, I learned about, like, everything that, like, needs to be done mm-hmm. to take care of a fish and stuff. And I agree, like, it is a lot of work. Like, it's a lot more work than you would think. It's like taking care of, it's a living being. It's like taking care of a dog, even if, like, that's not really what, like, society makes you believe.
Yeah. You ever play fetch with the fish?
Yeah, I think there's not, like, a clear answer of whether you're the bad guy or not, in my opinion. Because how I see it, it's like you're just, like, refusing to pay for it. And I know that you can't, like, afford it. But the way you worded it, you said, she knows I can't afford this, so I refused. It's like,
it's a little standoffish.
Yeah, like,
that makes sense.
I feel like you could definitely, like, apologize, compromise. Yeah. And, like, yeah, like, your partner pay thinks something. That you should pay something, which I agree with your partner. But it kind of seems like you don't agree with your partner. Like, because then you would have done it, right, if you agreed.
Yeah.
Whenever the whole thing about the sponge, when you were reading it, I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know there were chemicals in that. Which now, like, I know that that was a lie, but I would have believed it.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, maybe it could still mess it up in some way. I don't know. But, like, also,
it could stress the fish.
Mm-hmm. And, like, even if it doesn't have, like, chemicals in it, it's still maybe not good for the water pH.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like since she cleaned it so quickly, maybe that might have caused something. I don't know. Or maybe the fish was just already sick. And yeah. Again, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I'm not. Like I said, I'm kind of neutral on this because I don't know much about fish.
Yeah, I'm neutral because it's, like, also, like,
like, she lost a pet, so I could understand where the
anger is. Yeah, I understand how she's, like, angry. I don't necessarily think that just because it died on your watch, you're responsible. Because mm-hmm. it's still their pet, and they, like, it seems like they didn't give you much instructions except feed it. And it also came, I'm sure it came from, like, a good place, you trying to clean it, because you didn't have to do that.
Yeah,
that's true.
And maybe if you wouldn't have cleaned it, it still would have died. Like, yeah, there's so many, like,
reasons. Yeah, she said it
killed
one fish. It sounds like there's more fish in there, so, like.
Yeah, I mean, so why didn't the other fish die? My love? Miss Stacy?
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
Well, she's refusing to move on, but it seems like it's because you don't care.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe I'm getting here.
Oh, no.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah, so. Non-toxic melamine foam.
That is toxic, though. Melamine, if you burn it.
Did she burn it? Did the melamine, original poster?
Melamine is, like, in a bunch of other, it's, like, in a bunch of stuff. But, like, when set on fire, it's, like,
yeah, but really they didn't set it on fire.
Exactly. So that's why I'm, like, can you look it up if it's bad for fish?
Okay.
Don't quote us on this, by the way.
It says.
We're not scientists.
Magic erasers are made from melamine foam using a compound called formaldehyde melamine sodium bisulfite copolymer. Oh. Although this compound contains the word formaldehyde, it's part of the chemical name, not an actual ingredient in the sponge. Think of it like sodium chloride.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
So.
That makes sense.
Can you clean it to clean the fish?
Let me see if magic erasers can kill fish.
We're being really studious right now.
Typing ASMR.
So while Annabelle's looking that up, you have any updates, Rena? Like, how was your spring break?
It was not that great. Next question.
Oh. Oh, my God. Wait.
No. No.
Wait. Okay. But then I got to tell my story about spring break.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It says a magic eraser cannot kill fish or even block its digestive tract. A magic eraser can only be lethal when certain chemicals like detergent, perfume, disinfectant are merged in the foam. So this was a new sponge. So Google.
Oh, okay. Google said this, by the way. This was not us. Don't quote us on this.
Also, read the label before. Oh, it says read the label before using one inside the tank. Tiny bits won't affect the fish if they're ingested. Maybe it was a scented magic eraser.
Because
that could be it. But if not.
But if it was scented, then why did it kill only one fish?
Yeah, because this
is a true crime podcast.
The other ones are built different.
No, for They're just built different. Okay. Just built are we different. Ready? Wait, tell your story and then I'm going to talk about the next story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next roommate nightmare.
Nice.
Can we get a time check?
Oh, 30. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. We've been yapping. But anyway.
Oh. Yeah, we could do one. We can do your story and then one more story and wrap it up.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, over spring break, I was doing some audio editing at the Hilton. And
for South by Southwest?
Yes. And I go into the bathroom and I'm like, okay, you know, time to pee. And I'm going to the stall. This door is too big. I can't close the stall. So I go into the other one. Then I'm like going, washing my hands. And while I'm washing my hands, rub a dub dub, I'm like, oh my God, that woman looks like Hunter Schaefer. And it is Hunter Schaefer.
Shut. Oh my God.
Stop. You're lying.
Met Hunter Schaefer?
You're actually lying. Show us a picture.
Yeah, I want to see. You got proof?
No.
Pictures already didn't happen.
Yeah. Hunter Schaefer was at South by Southwest, and I have someone to corroborate the story because she saw her too. But
Wait, why did you say the door was too big? How is that relevant?
It's relevant because I'll get to that.
Okay, it was relevant.
Okay.
So I see her, I get starstruck, nervous.
Obviously.
I finish washing up my hands as quickly as I can, and I like scurry out of the bathroom, and then her security team's there, and I'm like, oh my God,
in the bathroom?
No, like right outside. And then I run back to the room I was in, and I like tried to get out the words that I saw Hunter Schaefer, and I like couldn't, and it was really bad. But then someone who was working on my team went to the bathroom right after me, was going into the stall, like was go like walking, and then guess who comes out of the stall?
Hunter
Schaefer.
Oh my God.
Oh. And then we corroborated our stories, and it was the same stall I used. So all of us, that same stall.
Anyway, to our audiences who don't know who Hunter Schaefer is, do you mind, like, explaining?
What? Who? Okay. Go ahead.
Basically, she's, like, I guess probably most known for Euphoria.
Yeah.
She also plays in the
Hunger Games. Yeah, she was like,
the
she
new
was.
Songbirds of Prey or something?
No. Songbirds? The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, sorry.
No, okay. I feel very strongly about this. I love the Hunger Games. Yeah, she was, if anybody has watched the Hunger Games, she was President Snow's cousin, Tigress.
Wait, she was?
Yeah, but you know, the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, like, takes place, it's a prequel, so it takes place, like, 50 years or something, like, in the past. So she's, like, the younger version of Tigress, who is in Mockingjay Part 2.
Wow.
Lore.
Mm-hmm.
You met somebody from the Hunger Games.
I literally died, and I didn't stop talking about it for, like, 2 days. And I still...
And today.
Yeah, and today.
So. Wow.
We have to talk about how we got hacked.
Oh.
Okay, here we go, guys.
Everyone buckle in.
All right. Close the laptops.
Get ready.
Yeah. Hear this. Listen to this.
Get ready.
Nah, animals. There we go. Okay.
It started last Friday.
Last Friday, literally.
Mm-hmm. Annabelle gets to the studio first. And I'm like, hey, Annabelle, I forgot my ID. Can you come get me? Annabelle is super sweet and comes and gets me, right?
Yeah, she's an angel. We love her.
Oh, my gosh.
Then when we come back, go ahead, Annabelle, take over.
So there was a little bit of a miscommunication since we left. Someone, it seemed like the room was empty, so then they started recording. And then they were able to record just fine, and we were like, okay. Delilah was running late, so we're like, no worries, obviously.
You can record.
Yeah, no worries, of course. Mm-hmm. Just a simple miscommunication. So they were able to record just fine. But then when we went in there, this is why we're being hacked, specifically by hackers who are targeting us. We were not able to record. And also, we had spent 40 minutes, like...
trying to, like, format this SD card.
Before that, we spent 40 minutes just, like, yapping. Then we were like, okay.
Lock in.
Yeah. We couldn't. And then we tried to record, and we couldn't. And that we spent, like... An hour.
Like,
probably
recording.
Like more than an hour, like trying to record.
We lost footage, guys. We lost some good footage.
No. That was another day.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, we got even.
You got ahead of us.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
No. Just a little sneak peek.
Yeah, a little sneak peek. Oh,
but basically, crazier. That day we ended up. Was that the day we went to get the SD? No.
We gave up that day.
We tried to go to U Star. We couldn't. We were in.
To another studio. We tried to go to another studio.
Yeah. We were in there for, like, hours.
Oh, yeah, hours.
We were there for hours.
And we actually, like, we're actually genuinely there for hours, like, trying to fix the situation. Like, it was a little frustrating because we had recorded our first episode already, so we kind of knew what it was like. And Delilah had used that studio before with the same SD card, so we were like, this should not be an issue at all.
It should be no problem.
Yeah, I don't understand. The people literally recorded right before us. Like, we were like, how did they record, but we couldn't? Yeah. And one explanation, we got hacked.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, not to mention, okay, so I think they overskipped this part. I don't know if you guys remember. Do you remember why we started saying we got hacked?
No.
So when we first tried to record the first time, before we found out, like, you know, it stopped recording, and we started the talking, and we set up all the mics, you remember? That we none of us said nothing, and then somebody was talking in the headphones. Do you remember? Like a 2 second, it was like somebody saying something. Do you not remember?
Your eyebrows just twitched. Guys. That's so scary. I don't remember that at all.
No, because we said it was haunted. I remember you were like, is this place haunted?
And I was like, no, I think it was because the CD fell from the wall.
No. Bro, you don't remember? Literally, we were setting up audio. Was I the only one who had the headphones on? We were
I didn't hear that.
We all looked at each other and we were like, who said that?
What? We got hacked. You got hacked. Because we don't remember this.
Are you serious?
I don't remember that at all.
Okay, well, anyway, they're gaslighting me. So.
They're not gaslighting you.
Okay.
What? You don't even know. What is gaslighting?
What does it even mean? Okay, I don't know. Okay, I'm not a psychology major.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Okay, that's too much. When it's circling back, we got hacked.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, okay, Monday. Monday, we're locking in. We call our, you know, wonderful, like, supervisor of the podcast to
we're
help
like,
us.
We're like, hey, we're trying to record in the studio, but we couldn't last Friday. Please help us. And he was so kind. He came and helped us, right?
Yeah.
So he couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. So we were kind of like, so we started asking everybody around. They also couldn't help us. And then we were like, it might be our SD card, my SD card. So we're like, okay, let's just go get a new one. So we
No, we checked first.
Oh, yeah, we checked.
That one guy who was so nice.
Oh, yeah, this one guy. I don't know. Whoever you are, thank you.
Oh, like,
I wish I would have seen your face.
Whoever you are, thank you. Can somebody insert, can you insert
can
that
audio?
Can
someone say it like Lois? Like, from
whoever you are, thank you.
No, say it. You say it.
I can't say it. Don't look at me like I can say it. Whoever you are.
Okay, so anyway.
Proceeds to do it.
Anyway,
she's
we're like.
She's kind of Italian, no?
No, I don't know.
Just like my fiat.
Oh, and then we're going to get to the fiat.
So we're like, so we figure out, like, oh, maybe it might be the SD card because the other dude's SD card worked totally fine.
Yeah, he let us use his SD to check if it was the SD, and it was because his SD worked.
Yes. It was literally our SD card.
And so we were like, okay. So
someone hacked us.
We're like, we need a car because, you know, we need to get out of the studio because, you know, me and Annabelle walk.
Walking.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I have a car. I have a Fiat 500. She's Italian. Yeah. And they're like, oh, cool. Let's hop in and drive to Walmart.
And then you're never going to believe this. We go back and it doesn't work.
Literally.
And by that point, everyone's gone.
Yeah, everybody at the studio is gone. We're like literally the only people there. It's like almost sundown. We're just like, so.
Wait, no. We recorded like 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
It did work.
Sorry. We lied. We're liars. So it did work. We were recording, right? We like set the first like two stories.
And it was hilarious.
It was so funny.
And like it was. I wish we could get the footage. Like
I know, me too.
I was crying. Like I was crying of how much I was laughing.
It's like you weren't there. Like,
yeah, you wouldn't get it. But whatever. Moving on.
So anyway.
I hope you get FOMO.
I'm like. So anyway, they're talking, right? She's saying her story. I'm like looking at the audio equipment and I realize it stopped at 10 minutes and 13 seconds. And I'm like, stop. Everybody stop what you're doing. Okay. And so I'm like, let's check the audio. We go to check it. Annabelle, our amazing editor, because we love you, Annabelle.
We're over here trying to track down, like, when we stopped. Yeah. Like, we're looking at pictures we took while we were recording.
No,
we're, like,
seriously, we did a whole
scenario. We did a whole, deep dive investigation, like, to try to figure out where we should start recording again.
Uh-huh. And so I give the SD card to Annabelle. I'm like, Annabelle, can you check where we stopped at, right? Annabelle puts it in her computer, and you want to finish it, Annabelle?
It's a ZDT file.
What is that?
Can somebody please DM us and let us know?
Yeah,
what
tell
that
us
means?
What
is
because ZDT
I want. Oh wait, you erased it, huh? You deleted it.
Oh no, bro. Okay, well, if anybody knows,
just in our memories now.
Okay, well,
it was so funny, and you wish you were there.
No, seriously,
it was like the funniest possible scenario.
Like we were laughing, we were crying, like
yeah,
we were literally.
You wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get it.
Okay, well.
But anyway, follow us on Instagram at Roommate Nightmares Pod. We love you. Bye.
See you next week. Or next week. Bye.
Bye.